هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Tania Palani has just launched her new business, a unique business that is all about culture and food with a touch of Kurdish taste to it. To find out more about Tania's project and her ambitions, she's with us on the telephone line. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Tania.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Tania, could I start with how did you come up with the idea of your business?
Absolutely. So this originally just started about 3 months ago. It was one night I couldn't sleep and I kept thinking about what I wanted to do for the future. Business is always what I wanted to head to. And I thought about three things that I really love. So that's culture, quality time, and food. I thought about my creative side of things, how I'm in the beauty industry and how I love art and how I love going outside and also being inspired by the Kurdish culture as well. And I thought, you know what? Why not just create a event styling business that is unique, Sydney's first cultural lounge experience. So that's pretty much how it started.
Okay. So in a few words, how would you describe it?
I would describe it as traveling the world, but pretty much at the comfort of your own home. It could be at any other location that you desire, and having that quality time, and also just feeling at ease. Okay. That's my whole point, is making sure that you're happy, you know, you've got the food in your belly, so at ease, quality time, and culture.
Now, what can customers expect from the food?
They can expect platters. So we've got three different foods that we offer. So we've named them and it's really unique. We've got Burst of Freshness, which is your fruit platter. Then you've got your Dip and Dough, which is your savory platter, which consists of, like, you know, globroja, your pistachios, your traditional things that you love to snack on when you talk to your friends and family. And also we have our Sweet Oasis, which is our sweets platter. So we've got anything from, like, baklava, zanuto sid. I know these are from Middle Eastern, not just Kurdish, but just bringing the community together and having different foods from different cultures in, like, one platter.
So that's my question. My next question, what are the different types of foods?
So the foods are just, I wanted to keep it very simple. It's not going to be so much as, like, a feast, but more like nibbling on, like, things that you can just snack on when you talk to friends and family.
I see. So it's what you've mentioned just a minute ago. It's like meze, as we say.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. How do you come up with the food? You've got cooks, you make it yourselves.
We make it purely ourselves. Very authentic. It's almost like, imagine it like, you know, your mother's in the kitchen, because I know my mom will be helping me through this as well too. So purely traditionally, like two ladies in the kitchen at home.
How does the service work?
So we, our services will be showcased like on Instagram, Facebook and the internet. I will have my number out there, so all you got to do is just contact me. I will have a pamphlet on my social media with the prices. However, it is unique to each customer, so we make sure that we customize this experience to you, which means prices will vary and will be different, but we will be very affordable. So that's one thing that I've always wanted to make sure, that people get to have the experience, but on a budget-friendly price as well.
Okay, speaking of culture and lounge picnics and all that, can you elaborate on the culture lounge picnics? How does it work? Is it actually when people are having picnics you deliver the food?
So what we are is we are called Global Gathering, so GG Picnics for short. We're just all about bringing the world to you through our majestic cultural lounges. It's almost like you're in a globe, and then every couple of months we'll come out with different cultures that we get inspired from. And our first destination, so we're pinpointing right at the Middle East. Okay. So we've got a couple of lounges at one. We've got a blue set that's inspired by Turkish delight. We've got one that's inspired by Moroccan. There's one inspired by the Sahara Desert. And then there's also one that I'm currently working on, which is inspired by the Kurdish community. And it's a secret at the moment, but it's going to be beautiful.
Now, a minute ago, you spoke about social media. You've got social platforms. Are they ready to go, or you're still working on it?
Now, it is something that I'm still currently working on. However, in about a week's time, we'll all be ready to go. So very, very easy. You can either directly message me through the social media or you can text my number, which will be provided there.
What do you love most about what you do?
What I love about it is the creativity side. It's almost like you're like walking into a magical world, and I want to bring that to people. I know I'm a very visual learner as well too, or I love anything where I can see, I can feel, and I can touch. And I'm very passionate about this too. So I want to be able to give that person an experience where they look at it and say, wow, and they feel it, and it feels like it's comforting, it's fun, and also eat all like the different types of food that comes with it. So that's my plan at the moment.
Tanya, you're saying that cultural lounge picnics. So Is this like you actually include the furniture? What is it? Can you tell us more about that, please?
Absolutely. So I remember the one thing that I was inspired by the lounges is picnic styling services that you see on Instagram. They traditionally only have pillows that are used for like the seats, mm-hmm. and then they've got pallets in between. I had one done for me before, and I remember it was really uncomfortable. So I wanted to just elevate that experience more by having actual proper floor lounges, like a nice, cushiony, thick, great quality lounge that has back support and also on the floor. So it's almost like a furniture, but for outside.
What has been the biggest challenge about starting your business?
That is a very good question. There's been a couple of challenges here and there, I guess, bringing the pieces together, working out the pricing, making sure that it's suitable for everyone, and hoping that everyone will love my idea as much as I do, to be honest with you. I think that's the scary part. It's almost like you have so much trust and so much love in your business, but you just don't know what sort of reaction you're going to get from people. So the only thing I can hope for right now is that people love it as much as I do.
What advice do you have for other Kurds wanting or other young Kurds wanting to do the same or any other business?
One thing that I would say is do not let fear get the best of you. Do not give up and just take it on. Don't think twice. If you've got something in your mind that is wanting for you to explore, take it. Don't let fear get the best of you. And you will thank yourself in the long run because you only live once, and just make sure that you live to your full potential.
Now, Tanya, as you know, Nowruz is coming. Mm-hmm. And your business is all about picnics and food and all that. Now, has anybody contacted you about that?
Yes, absolutely. My auntie, who's actually the admin for Australian Kurdish Business Friendship, mm-hmm. She asked if I could do something together, like the Kurdish people for Nowruz. Or even my aunties as well, they'll be like, Tanya, make sure you do something nice for us so we can gather together as a family. I said, 100% sure, because if there was one thing that I was inspired about was back in Kurdistan when everyone would be sitting in lounges outside having their food, and I want to bring that here in Australia. So I know it's going to be Sydney's first.
So it's all about bringing the family and the community together.
100%, 100%. That's the goal. To bring the community together, to share our stories, to become united and all be happy.
Tanya Palani, thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish, and all the best in your project.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to tell my story on my business. And I hope all of you that are listening that you join us. If there's any questions, please reach out. I'm happy to give anything to anyone.
جرايرا لسر أبو بودكاست جوجل بودكاست سبوتيفاي يان لهر كويك بودكاست كانت بدز دهينيت